Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
Thursday, October 16th, 2025. It's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. We're at the City Place Studios over in downtown West Palm Beach. A beautiful afternoon here in South Florida. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. We got Christian Cat. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X at ESPN West Palm and on the ESPN South Florida app. Got you for the next 2 hours today. We got a good sports night. You got three baseball games, the early slate actually being in Los Angeles between the Dodgers and the Brewers, game three. And then game four, where the Brewers are a little, the Toronto Blue Jays, a little revitalized after a smattering game three. They had 18 hits, 18 hits yesterday against the Seattle Mariners. They closed the gap. 2-1, Mariners lead there. Two more in Seattle to go, including game four. Tonight, 8:33. First pitch. You also have the battle of the elderly, if you will, between Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers, 41 years old versus 40 years old. It was like those old Drew Brees, Tom Brady games, but neither of these players are near the level of those guys when they were at in their 40s years. But you got the 4-1 Pittsburgh Steelers looking to win a crucial divisional matchup. So we got a little bit of that on Thursday Night Football Prime Video. Mike Rizzo spent his evening at a GameStop overnight waiting for a Pokemon game with some of the more concerning individuals of downtown West Palm Beach. But you hung out at a GameStop. You got your fancy game. Mike's happy. You brought it into the studio for absolutely no reason.
Well, I got my limited edition trading card back.
No reason.
No, the Mega Evolutions with Mega Gardevoir on there.
And then let's leave the vocabulary
and
out
And then
of
you
it.
Got the Pokemon ZA cover art. It's amazing. Yeah, Kyle, they only gave these away at the GameStop for people
they
who
only
pre-ordered.
Did. So, wow, everybody so who was dying
item.
For the
it's a collector's
for the,
item.
For the Pokemon bag, yeah. Say goodbye because you're not going to be able to get
but
that.
But this marks since Gen 3, we're on to Gen 10. This marks the seventh straight time I've done this at the GameStop and gotten my physical copy of the game.
People showed up.
Yeah, there were 70 people there. You kids were dead wrong, and I told you were.
Did you make any friends?
I talked to two guys in line. Talked to two guys in line. We were talking about what games we were playing.
Were they rocket scientists?
Oh, God, no. God, no. God, no. But one of them was, we were talking about the Oblivion Remastered, the Elder Scroll games, not to get too into it, Colin.
No, yes,
we were talking
don't.
About what we were gaming on Xbox, on PC, one wow. of them at PlayStation.
So you hung out, and then, what time did you get out of the GameStop?
So I got there at 11:55. I got home and walked into my apartment at 12:06.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah, but I was, everyone was like waiting in their cars, and then I was one of the first cars, like I got a really good parking spot. And I saw the GameStop employee jingling the
you
keys.
You ran to the door.
I didn't run to the door. I just got out
a
of the
ginger,
car.
A ginger jog.
Started walking fast.
You jogged to the front door of a GameStop at 12 at night.
And then
midnight.
We waited in line for about 2 to 3 minutes. And like I said, we were talking about what games we were playing. There were a lot of Battlefield players out there. That's the most recent, like
you
big.
You sprinted to the door to beat everybody in line.
No,
you?
I didn't sprint to the door. But I definitely had an elite parking spot, and I was...
You ran.
I had keen eyes, like a Pidgeot, waiting for that
with
guy to open the door.
Binoculars in the car.
Know what a Pidgeot is, Colin.
So when do they stop giving away the novelty items?
This?
Yes.
So this you only get this with the pre-order. So everyone last night who picked up their pre-order and is going to pick it up at a future date will get one. Everyone else is SOL.
So, like, you could have stopped there on the way to work today,
but
in
yeah,
theory.
I had to pre-order it, though.
Right.
But you could have
picked
it up.
You didn't have to be there at midnight last night.
I played till 3 in the morning.
Oh.
Never mind.
He had just to couldn't wait.
I couldn't wait. Dude, I told you, I've done this for, gosh, guys, I did this for Pokemon Emerald when I was 10.
It's all right.
I mean.
It's all right.
Okay.
I'm happy for you, though. You seem jittery about it. So
oh,
that's
good. Dude, I'm juiced. Absolutely juiced.
Makes you happy. That makes
it
me
was.
Happy.
My boy Gomer, he's off work today. He's been, I'm behind. Let's just say I got some ground to cover.
Did you consider taking work off today?
God, no. It's football season.
Oh, never mind. Oh, of course not.
Today's a pretty slow news day, to be honest. I mean, I feel like today's not a must-be-at-work day.
I think it is. The Mariners showed up in a big way. And by the way, what a ball game last night. I watched that. I didn't miss any of the game.
It wasn't a great game.
I mean, it was a great game in the sense of you got some life back into the MLB playoffs. You know, I'm rooting hard. Christian's going to yell at me, but I'm rooting hard for the Canadians tonight. I'm rooting hard for the Blue Jays to make this a series and make it a game once it goes back.
Yeah, our guy got shelled.
Dude, I texted you.
Your
response was the funniest thing you've sent in a while, by the way.
What'd I say? He's got the puppy dog face.
Correct.
Whenever he gets shelled.
Correct.
He does. He just
really
looks up
did.
At the crowd. George
really
Kirby
did.
Gives up, who pitched for the Mariners yesterday, gives up, you know, a 420-foot shot, and he just looks up in the crowd, and it's like he's on the verge of tears. Mm-hmm. Like, George, come on, buddy. We need you. Yeah, but they just let him get. There was one of those games. Nobody was beating Toronto last night. I don't care who was pitching. Nobody was beating that team. That was what happened there.
Can I wrap up the Pokemon thing with you guys with one more thing? My buddy completely dropped the ball. So my buddy Pat, his sister,
he got there at 12:04.
No,
stuck in line.
Even worse.
Even worse than that.
Even worse. So my buddy Pat, his sister is like really high up at Target. You guys know what a Target is, right? You know what a Target is?
I'm familiar. Go ahead, continue.
Wait, what?
The department store?
Yeah. I didn't know if that was like a regional thing. We got one down here. I grew up with them
in
Ohio.
Are you kidding me?
Is that a national thing? Is Target
What's Target?
Okay. All right. Well, his sister is high up at Target. And
Mike, there's a Target down the street.
Okay. That's what I said. I mean, I didn't know. Maybe you guys moved down here. Go, oh, look at that.
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm
so
a fan of
national.
The alternative
that's
stuff.
It's Walmart.
Okay.
It's
all right. Fine.
Next thing you know, you guys hear a Honda?
It's all
right. You heard a mobile?
Because, you know, our Target was right by our Heinen's growing up. You guys don't know what a Heinen's is, right?
No.
Okay. Anyway, he ordered through Target 3 days ago. Guess when his brand. So. He did the bundle do of the Switch 2 and the game. So he gets the Switch with the game.
He gets the bundle.
He gets the bundle do. And he ordered it 2 days ago. Guess when he's getting it? Guess when the Target delivery service is going to get
today.
It? Monday.
Oh,
he's
no.
missing the whole weekend.
Idiot. Oh,
what an idiot. Drop the ball. I say, you. He goes. I made it clear. I made it abundantly clear to my sister that I'm very upset with the Target delivery service. Talk about dropping the ball. He's not getting his bundle due till Monday.
He'll have to watch sports instead.
My boy Gomer and I, we're gaming and watching. You know, he's a Squealer fan. So we're, you know, Thursday night football. We're multi-boxing.
Wait, that's why he took off work.
We're multi-boxing.
That's why
tonight.
He took off.
Hey,
work.
He took off work. He's got the brand new game Squealers playing on Thursday night football.
All right. I'm glad.
But yeah, but Pat completely dropped the ball with the Bunderdew and the Target thing.
A lot of problems there with Pat. First of all, Target is not a Cleveland-only chain.
Okay, fair enough.
There are Targets
there.
All over the continent.
Dead wrong
I'm pretty,
there.
I'm pretty
I
sure
claim
internationally,
that.
Too.
I claim that. Dead wrong there. Dead wrong there, all right?
Yeah, pretty consistent throughout the United States.
Okay.
But speaking of the Steelers going on tonight, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals have showed a little life since Joe Flacco. If you remember Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, basically going to the media and saying, why did Cleveland do this? Why did Cleveland trade Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals, who were reeling for a quarterback, who were reeling for anything, just a shot of life? Say what you want. Flacco came in there, and he looked a lot better than what Browning's been offering. And the one thing about Flacco is he could surprise people at any point in his career. He's had ups and downs, but he could turn it on a switch. And I actually think the Bengals, once again, will be a little dangerous tonight. I do think the Steelers are going to win, but this is similar to what the Packer game was.
Mm.
They got nothing to lose, and they got a guy who knows exactly what he needs to do in order for give the team the best chance to win. Give it to their playmakers. And that's exactly what the Bengals are going to do tonight. I think this is going to be closer than what the Steelers would have hoped.
And now we all understand why Mike Tomlin was so mad.
Right.
At the time, it's like, God, he's really going after Andrew Berry and the Browns.
He doesn't want to deal with Flacco. Then, Flacco's been going against the Steelers for, you know, a decade plus.
Exactly. And I love what you said about getting it to the playmakers. I mean, Jamar Chase was incredible in that game in Green Bay. And I told Theo when I filled in for Christian, what was it, last week when this trade originally happened? Like, Flacco isn't the Flacco that was winning Super Bowls with the Ravens, but Flacco, under good guidance, good coaching, is still going to be able to give you something. I like the Bengals in the 5.5 tonight.
You do like that.
I like the line.
We got to make our cover
like
five
line.
Picks a little later on.
Now, we know Mike Tomlin is king, take the points, and they're going to be in every single game. I could easily see Pittsburgh still winning the game by about a field goal or in a close game, but 5.5 is a lot for a home dog. So let's sit on that. Think about that throughout the show. But I probably would lean no the Bengals and a little momentum.
No Trey Hendrickson tonight, their star edge rusher for the Bengals. You know, some have rumored about people trading him. Some have rumored about a number of things. And with trade season coming about, you got a number of guys who are not playing, you know, injuries, quote unquote. But he is not going to be playing tonight in that Steeler-Bengals game.
Keep in mind, this is the first home game, too, with Flacco at the helm. They were in Green Bay last week. So I don't know. I think there's a little mojo there at the Bengals. I could be dead wrong there, but I know Flacco is going to do a lot better than Browning would at home against them. I think an overrated Pittsburgh defense. I said about the Brewers yesterday. How did this team win 97 games? How are the Steelers 4-1? And that's Mike Tomlin. That's just the Hall of Fame coach. You know, I know I'm answering my own question, but they're 4-1 because they have a Hall of Fame coach and a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers that has played in big spots.
Don't they do this every year?
They start out hot.
They always start out hot. And then they come back down to reality. They've beaten the Jets this year. They beat the Patriots early on before the Patriots really got hot, but they did beat the Patriots. They should have lost that game, too. Patriots had 5 lost fumbles in that game. And then they beat the Vikings when the Vikings rumbled back. They mostly controlled that. And then they played an awful Browns team. They haven't necessarily. And then they got the Bengals tonight. This has been a fairly easy schedule. And who would have thought that the AFC North would be a little bit of a walkover? You know, if we talked about this a month and a half ago.
Well, it stinks because the quarterbacks got hurt, right? Jackson has missed time. Burrow's out until January. So I think that has a lot to do with it. But Pittsburgh is the team, believe it or not, with a, how old, Aaron? 41? With a 40, the 41-year-old quarterback was the quarterback that stayed healthy so far.
I mean, tell me if you've heard this before. So the Steelers, let's say they win tonight. They go to 5-1. Wow. You know, top of the AFC. They're going to be in the top 5 of everybody's power rankings, which we'll do next, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. Then at the next couple weeks, they got the Packers, the Colts, the Chargers, the Bengals again, the Bears, the Bills, and then the Ravens. I could see them winning 2 of those games.
Mm.
You know, that's classic Steelers, where they go 5-1. And then they go, you know, 2-4 in their next 6 games. And then all of a sudden we're looking at a team that's 7-6 and we're questioning, you know, the validity of their playoff spot. That is what I see this Steeler team. Now, they got Rodgers, and Rodgers obviously offers a little bit more than what they traditionally have from that position. But this doesn't necessarily scream to me a new Steeler team.
No, and this isn't a Steeler team, I think, historically, that likes the ground and pound. Their leading rusher is Jalen Warren with a 184
on the ground.
And
he's been hurt.
They have 3 rushing touchdowns on the year. Rodgers has dropped back 138 times and thrown for 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, 3 picks. This has been a weird offense.
Weird. They got a better offense than they usually do, and they got a worse defense than they usually do. Mm-hmm. They've sort of evened out a little bit. Instead of being super lopsided like they have been in years past, this is going to be a team that can you could get a different one of them every single week. I don't necessarily, and they're going to make moves at the deadline. Everybody's been whispering about them making a move for a receiver to get DK Metcalf some help. If only they had, you know, George Pickens. But point being is they're going to look for some help from the receiver end. And this is going to be a team that's looking to load up because Rodgers is probably there for 1 year total. And that's a team that can be 5-1. They go, you know, 3-3 of their next. They're pretty much guaranteed a playoff spot after that. So
agreed.
That's going to be their goal. And they need to win. They don't need to win tonight. They would really like to win tonight because they probably realize how hard the schedule gets the next coming week.
And they would really feel, I think, more comfortable in the division too, right? They would be 2-0 within the division with wins
and
against
no other
Cincinnati
team would have more
Cleveland.
Than 2 wins.
And
no other team would have more than 2 wins.
If I could circle back around to the receiver point, I agree with you. Artie Smith, you know, he brought in, he got 3 tight ends with Smith, with Washington, and with Freiermuth.
Yeah, it's kind of a classic it's offense.
Weird,
and a huge receiver
weird.
In DK.
It's weird because Artie, I mean, let's go back to Atlanta. He loved running the ball with Algier and company, and when Bijan was a rookie, when he was still around. Like, they love to run the football. It's just been an anomaly kind of offensive year, I think, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and with a subpar defense to be 4-1 on your way to 5-1 playing Cincinnati without their franchise quarterback, it is the best way I could dumb it down to him is say it again, Mike Tomlin football. Take your points, punt when you're supposed to, don't go for it on the 4th-and-1s, don't gamble, keep yourself in these games and you're going to have a shot at the end.
Can I even say that if the Steelers somehow lose tonight, I'd be officially worried about them and they're 4-2.
Well, the issue is I wouldn't be... like worried about them in the sense of winning a playoff game and competing for a Super Bowl.
I mean,
if they're going to win that division.
I don't learn it. I think they almost have nothing to gain tonight in terms of my perception of them until they start winning big games. But they have a lot to lose because this is what they do. They need to buy themselves a leg up in the early part of the year. And then once they start to come back down to reality, which they do every single year, that's when teams are going to start catching up, and that's when it's going to be, you know, a bit of a back-and-forth battle. They like to buy themselves a lead. They like to start the season almost on second base and worry about it as they go further. They're a better first-half team than they are a second-half team, and at least in the past couple of years under Tomlin. And with these teams, specifically, 5-1 is better than they usually are. I would say if they lose tonight and they go to 4-2 with the Packers, Colts, on the horizon, and then the Chargers, I'd be worried about them.
Let me
officially.
I've compiled a list. You know, if Pittsburgh does go to 4-2, they're still most likely, in my opinion, going to win the division because of how awful the Browns are, the inconsistency of the Bengals without Burrow, and Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore having an awful defense.
Really being dead in the water right now with that bad defense and Lamar Jackson injuries. Colin, Denver, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, and Buffalo. Throw Kansas City in there too. So Kansas City, Denver, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, and Buffalo. We would take all those teams over the Steelers, right?
Probably.
And then on the flip side, I'm going to add a couple outliers. New England.
Absolutely.
I would take New England.
Even though the Steelers won head-to-head, if you watch that game, the Steelers played better than, I mean, the Patriots played better than the Steelers.
They turned it around after that, right?
After that game. They turned the ball over in the red zone like three times.
Well, they kept giving it to Stevenson, and he kept coughing up the football.
But it was May, too. It was May, too, but yes.
And then my last outlier, what are the Houston Texans? I still think we're waiting a little bit on what the Texans are. I think the Texans could still possibly be better. And this is coming from me, who thought Pittsburgh could win a playoff game this year. I didn't know the defense would be this bad. In my defense, I didn't know the Steeler defense would be a Steeler sieve instead of, you know, the steel curtain. That's six teams, Colin. Counting Kansas City that I forgot, that's seven teams, including New England and the Texans, that you would take. The issue is, Pittsburgh's probably still going to win that division.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. The only team that mildly even comes close to competing with them would be Baltimore. You're not looking at Cleveland like that. Not looking at the Bengals like that. You have a sliver of an eye open on the Ravens, even at 1-5. And that's crazy to say, but in terms of the schedule that the Ravens have, if they're able to escape that week post-bye and their Lamar's healthy, they're going to be motivated, even if the Bears win. They have the Bears at home a week from Sunday, so they got 10 days until then, essentially. If they win that game, the following games on their schedule are Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals. And then they still have the Steelers twice. So they could also catch up two games, and they always split, but they could catch up two games just off of that alone. And on top of that, that's four games right there consecutively that they could totally win if they escape that.
So you're not dead on the Ravens. I kind of am.
The Ravens,
I'm kind of
they've
there.
Been so hurt, it's hard for me to make any sort of judgment.
Doesn't it seem like that kind of year where it's
maybe it's like that Niner year, it's just going to continue. But if they could somehow get healthy, and maybe the fact that it's happened, all these injuries at the beginning part of the year, if they could somehow get healthier, light that fire under them, can I see them make a run with Lamar Jackson, a quarterback, and that offense? Absolutely I can.
So 1-5 right now, correct?
Yes.
I got
a sliver of an eye open on them. I'm not calling anything. I got a sliver of an eye open on them because there's a path.
We know how week to week this league is. I don't see them. Theoretically, they would have to lose two games the rest of the year. I think with eight losses, you're probably out.
Probably.
I think 10-7 is probably the cutoff. We saw 10-7 teams go. Granted, Kyle was in the NFC, but we saw Seattle go 10-7 and miss the playoffs last year. And I just got done saying Denver, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Buffalo, New England. And listen, I'm going to have to eat a crow for the New England take. It looks like Hard Rock and Vegas were onto something with their over-under win total. But it just seems like those teams are going to be at 10 wins and 7 losses.
Keeping a sliver of an eye open. Very rarely do we have an MVP caliber, top three player in the entire league helming a team. Hasn't been healthy. Very rarely do we see that as a 1-5 team.
You're getting a pirate patch.
Just a little bit. Keep an eye on them because of their schedule. They played all their tough games early and consecutively. Now they've sort of gotten past that. They're on bye. Hopefully they could reset a little bit. Just keep an eye on them. If they're able to beat the Bears 2-5, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, I mean, you're telling me they can't go 4-0 there? Dolphins might have a new coach by then, and so might the Jets. I mean, heck, the Bengals might have a new coach. We haven't even talked about that. Zach Taylor's been on the hot seat for about 3 straight years.
You don't think this is a cop-out with Burrow being injured? It's a cop-out,
maybe. But at a certain point, when does it break? I'm not saying maybe you're right. It all comes down to the relationship he has with Burrow, and Burrow calls the shots more than anybody in that organization. But if he, for some reason, wants a change of pace and they're out of the postseason and this season's the wash, not firing him would tell you he's coming back next year. He's coming back. So Zach Taylor's somebody who has had ample opportunity to do something with this team. And I know it's been bad managing in terms of roster construction. That's another person I'd have my eye on. You don't think the Bengals can change it up? You don't think they'd like to?
My issue with Taylor is that, you know, last year you all go back to that New England game. That's really what left him out. I blame coaching there. I do. I blame
coaching. He's had coaching squander after coach. They're never ready in September. Never ready at the early part of the year. Unlucky with Burrow injuries, fine. But they haven't done much of anything.
I know this just from being a division guy and going to school in Ohio and knowing Bengal fans. Colin, that guy was supposed to be fired the year they went to the Super Bowl. I'm going as four or five years ago.
They say this every year, and he does just enough to hang around. At what point will that break?
Yeah.
That's where I have an eye. It's not going to happen today, but, you know, Bengals, if they can't figure out to muster up anything, and this season's a lost cause, you know, 3-9, why would he hang around? Why would you keep him around? Unless you think that it's going to be better next year. That's the big question. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat. Listen to Russo and Rizzo on the ESPN South Florida app. It's free to download on the App Store. You can listen to ourselves. You can listen in full podcast form. Listen to ESPN 106.3 just about anywhere from your phone. It's free to download. Listen to Theoretically Speaking. Listen to the Inter Miami broadcast, English and Spanish. Listen to ESPN West Palm High School Game Day, which you have every Friday night. Listen to specialty programming and listen to the Kaiser Seahawks, who have a home game this weekend. We got to do a whole lot more. We'll do our top 10 power rankings of the NFL teams presented by Google Moving and Storage. On the other side of things, it's Russo and Rizzo at ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. You got a lot of sports this weekend. You got 2 baseball games tonight, Thursday night football. You got a packed weekend, college football. You got Kaiser Seahawks. You got a whole lot of action to stay tuned for. And you could join us and watch some games this weekend live on site.
And Miami is heading to my neck of the woods, Cleveland. And the ESPN West Palm Street team is hitting the road at Vero Bowl in Vero Beach this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Watch Miami take on Cleveland and enjoy game day specials on Miller Lite Draft and Sun Cruiser Vodka Tees. The street team will be giving away 2 tickets to a Miami football game. So come join at Vero Bowl in Vero Beach. Enjoy some ice-cold Miller Lights and Sun Cruisers. Must be 21 or older to participate, and please drink responsibly. That is the Vero Bowl in Vero Beach. Go watch Miami take on Cleveland with the ESPN West Palm Street team.
888-760-3776, number to get into the program on Russo and Rizzo. We stay in West Palm. Do we have Chris with us? Chris, what's up? What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. You know, it's not sports-related. I just want to say you guys are the best. Listen to you every day. I think your takes are awesome, but I had the first time call because did Rizzo really just ask a question of the 10th largest company on planet Earth that if you'd ever heard of a Target?
Yeah, that got Chris out of the woodshed.
Chris, how about come on, Chris.
That's ridiculous.
Come on, Chris.
I'm blown away by
that. You lost 100% credibility on anything. I thought it was a goof at one point, but you were serious.
No, like, I was dead, Chris. I was dead serious.
Every
yeah.
6 miles.
That's a tough one. Chris, that's a tough one that I'm just going to have to wear, you know? It's like a Kroger. I mean, Chris, you ever heard of a Kroger?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Those are a bit regional. Kroger's a bit regional.
A little bit more than Target.
You know what I mean? Like,
heard of Walmart? Heard of McDonald's? Are you kidding me?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Chris, we appreciate the kind words. Thank
Check
you for
it
listening.
Out. It's in, yeah.
We appreciate it, my friend. Good call by Chrissy. How about that?
Just remind me of
look
an idiot.
This.
It's fair.
Look at this.
Right.
Chris loves listening to the show. He's not the type that likes to call. And then he hears that, and he's like, I got to pick up the phone and this guy pieces my mind. Can you believe that?
Just hear me.
Can you believe that? I'm happy that Chris called because we appreciate the kind words. But, I mean, it took you to, you know, confuse Walmart with, you know, the mom and
not
pop down
Walmart.
The
it's Target. Of Walmart. Confuse Target.
It's close. It's close. It's close.
All right. You know, I dropped the ball. It's all right. Drop the ball, mate. What are you going to do? You pick it up and you dust yourself off.
Chris
is
right.
Spit on it.
Is.
Rub some spit on it.
A Target
get back in the
is
huddle.
Every 6 miles.
All right.
That's not an order. That's
do.
Not being hyperbolic.
What are you going
to
do?
Like, we got to talk to Dr. Al about this one. Like, okay. There might be like a problem upstairs if you did not think people knew what a Target was.
You guys ever heard of that? He went to a Target. You guys heard of Target? Yeah.
That okay. didn't come up in the brain scan?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know if they were regional.
Yeah,
I thought they might have been regional.
It's down the street. You drive by one every single day to get to work.
Listen, you
like a big one.
You didn't live in Florida your whole life. You know, I don't know. I who knows? I didn't know if it was a Northeast thing or not. Apparently, it's they got them in Europe. All right. I'm dead wrong here. What do you want me to do? Get on my knees and beg for forgiveness? No. Rub some spin on it, admit you're wrong, and get back in the huddle.
Good
next
call,
play.
Chris. Appreciate it.
As Coach Butts would say, next play, Riz. Next play.
Is that the turn of the phrase in Ohio, rub some spit on it? I've heard dirt.
Rub some dirt, put some spit on it, and get back in the huddle.
Like you skim your knee. You rub dirt on it. I've never heard like...
Well, no. What I mean...
The combination of
both. I think it's the expression.
To put some biology into it, when an infant, a young person gets hurt, they immediately start licking their wound because the spit has antibodies that.
Oh, okay, like licking your wound.
Correct.
Okay, it's
correct.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
That wasn't
put some
making
spit
fun
on it and get back in the huddle. You're good, sure. Riz. You know, next play, they're coming at you. Be ready. Let's go. What are you going to do?
What's
drop
the next
ball,
major
mate?
Corporation we're going to use for a local brand?
You guys don't know what a Heinen's is. The Heinen's was next to the damn Target growing up. I lived in a bubble for about 25 years before I moved to Peoria. Leave me alone.
All right. We'll do our top 10 here, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage.
Who's moving up?
Eagles still best team in the NFL. You know that they're not distracted.
Who's moving down?
I'm down on the Packers. This is going to be a major problem. We'll see.
It's time for the Russo and Rizzo NFL Power Rankings. Presented by
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
All right, folks, time to do our top 10 power rankings presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. Go to GreekMoving.com for more information. That is GreekMoving.com. My guy Spiro going to take care of all your relocation needs.
Number 10.
All right, Colin.
Here's what we did last week. Week 6 going into week 7. Our first two out, we go through up to 12. Our first two out were the Chiefs at number 12 and the Chargers at number 11. Seattle was sitting there steady at 10. Niners were at 9. Jaguars, Packers, Rams, Colts, Tampa, Bills, Eagles, Lions to finish it off.
How bad? We got to get a couple of things out of the way. How bad do we punish Buffalo? How bad do you punish
Philadelphia?
Is that like, I probably still have them in the top 10, but that means you're moving teams out if you are. I told you I wasn't that worried about Buffalo yesterday.
You know who's a team who needs to jump high?
Who?
Because of that win over Buffalo is New England. Who was not in the top 12 last time. They have to be somewhere around here.
I still probably put them as one of the first teams out. I wouldn't put them in the top 10.
We know the Chiefs. We know the Chiefs are moving in. Chargers, I'm indifferent on that. You know, that Miami game doesn't necessarily show me a whole lot. Chiefs are definitely moving in, and Jacksonville's definitely moving out.
I'm fine with keeping the Chargers. I think the Chargers stay. I've been on that for a while. I think they got out to a hot start.
If you're going week by week, the win wasn't that impressive.
They got out to a hot start. I probably would keep them anywhere from 14 to 13 right now, the Chargers.
No. They were 11 last week. They're not moving down.
I think they moved down. I think teams – I mean, I guess – where do you – 4-1 Pittsburgh. Should they be knocking on the door?
Probably. Yeah.
So
– they continue winning. You're going to have to reward the record at some point. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say if there's a top 10 team, a 4-1 team, what are we going to leave them out?
Right.
That's where it gets a little unfair.
That's why I think at like 9-10.
Because I think you take Jacksonville out. You take Jacksonville out. They had a terrible loss at home to Seattle.
Okay.
They were at 8. I would say if you're going to go 10, I think Steelers is a good option.
Okay. Let's do Pittsburgh.
Number 10.
At 10.
All right. So, and in the first team out, we're going to keep the Chargers on the outside looking in. I say you kept the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Patriots maybe here.
Yeah. I think New England. I think New England, then Jacksonville. And I know it's punishing Jacksonville a little bit.
Yeah, we're punishing them quite a bit, but I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
That was a really bad loss. They get a chance to move back. If they beat the Rams going into their bye, they're going to be right back in.
So,
number 9.
Is this Kansas City?
Yes.
Would 9 be Kansas City and still have
the
likes?
I mean, think about it. The San Francisco lost, too.
Right.
So, you could move San Francisco. You could keep San Francisco here and move Kansas City moves up.
But then, like, the Seahawks.
Right. Say Seahawks are moving up. I would say that the Niners would stay here. Okay. 9. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Number 9.
So we got the Steelers at 10, the 49ers sticking at 9.
And then now we're on to
number 8.
This is our top 10 power rankings presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. Go to GreekMoving.com for more information. What do you think here, kid? This is you could go a plethora of ways.
Yeah.
You could go Kansas City.
Where you are you putting Seattle. Eagles and the Bills?
You could go Eagles, Rams, Packers, Colts. Lions lost too. You don't want to ask me who my
number one
is, but we'll get to that in a second. But I think this we really have to pinpoint where we want to put Kansas City. I think they belong at 8. I think they're 3-3.
They just beat the Lions. Yeah, I agree with this. Because the Lions have a better body of work.
I think we put them at 8. I still think the 4-2 teams like Buffalo, the Eagles.
Man, it's not like Kansas City has been on some unbelievable run. Remember, they did lose to Jacksonville on Monday Night Football about 11 days ago. You got to keep that in mind.
All right, so number 8, we're going with Kansas City. We're moved on to
number 7.
All right, now we got to get to the 4-2s, the Seattles, the Rams. I'm even going to throw Green Bay in there with that ridiculous
Green
tie.
Bay was 7 last week.
Philadelphia, and then obviously Buffalo. So are we holding? Does Green Bay get rewarded with the win, unlike a couple other 4-2 teams that lost in the Eagles and Buffalo? Would you put the Eagles and Buffalo at 7?
Who are we putting ahead of what? Who's going to be ahead, Eagles or Buffalo?
I probably still put the Eagles over the Bills.
I disagree with that.
Really? Dude, Buffalo.
They lost to the Giants by 17 points on Thursday Night Football. I mean, that's
Darts come out game.
That's not it. That's not that. That's
Darts
not
come
that.
Out game, man.
They blew a 14 point lead at home, Denver. Hurts and then
Hurts was missing throws. We have to put one of those two teams, I think, here at 7. And you're leaning more towards the Eagles. I'm fine with it. I won't push back on it. I just know that that's a team that's probably going to have 4 or 5 losses at the end of the year and a chance to get that number 1.
Well, let's think about the teams that we have left. We're at 7 right now, correct? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
We have the Chiefs, Niners, Steelers at 8, 9, and 10.
Yep.
We have the Lions, the Packers, the Eagles, the Rams, the Colts, Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Seahawks.
And Seahawks. I think you put both. Just off of what we've seen recently.
You punish them.
You got to punish them.
So,
number 7.
We will go Philadelphia. I'm fine with this. But
and then I would go next. Number 6. I would go Philly. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. So, wait. I thought you wanted Philly at 7. You want Buffalo at 7?
Let's do what you said. Eagles at 7.
Okay.
The Bills at 6. Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah. Just,
I don't like that. They lost to the Giants. I mean, like, the Falcons are better than what the Giants are. And so are the Patriots. It's the worst loss of the bunch.
It is. And Allen did throw 2 picks. They were comparatively both bad, but that moves us on to
number 5.
All right, so you got Seattle, you got the Rams, you got Green Bay, Colts, Lions.
Let's eliminate
Tampa.
Colts and Tampa.
Yep.
I think you put
the Lions getting punished to losing to Kansas City, or is this where Green Bay checks in with their 3 wins? It's either Green Bay or the Lions.
Green Bay.
It's either
Lions lost at Arrowhead. Okay, can we blame them that much
for
it?
No.
That was a game that Kansas City needed. Lions didn't necessarily need that, especially out of conference. I think you put Green Bay here.
So number five is Green Bay. That moves us on to
number 4.
Do we put the Lions here?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you put, because, God, they, you know what? Selfishly.
It was a game they weren't in. They weren't in the game.
And Colin, selfishly, I'm a little upset with what they did. for my parlays. They really, they did a number.
You want to add your personal gambling I do. deficit to this?
They did a number. Well, they did a number on me, mate.
Right.
They
did a number. Or journalistic integrity.
They did a number.
That's right, it is.
They did a number on me.
All right. I'm fine. Number Lions we can put it for. And then you got three remaining, so let's get to number three.
Number three.
It's got to be the Rams.
I think it's got to be the Rams. I think so, too.
It's got to be the Rams. No question. They had that bad 49er loss the most recently. Here's the thing. I know it's understandable to say, hey, but they beat the Colts head-to-head.
Colts have better wins. I think they have better wins. They have the better record. They have the better record. They have better wins at this moment.
If they're at the same record, we'd have a different discussion. And I understand. I value the head-to-head. But you can't. You're going to run into this. These teams play each other. Like, we're going to run into this a number of different times.
Now, let's move on.
Number two.
Because I think here, we got to make one thing clear. Seattle is probably going to get left out of the top 10. Then. There's no room for them. Because Tampa Bay.
Did we screw this up? Seattle's in this.
Are they?
Yes.
Are they?
Not a question. Did we screw this up? Did we really?
We did, because number two would be the Colts. Number one would be Tampa Bay. But my
there is not even a question here that you take out the 49ers at nine and you put in Seattle.
Or you could take out the Steelers. They are 4-1. Could take out the Steelers, go San Fran 10, Seattle 9.
I would put Seattle right there above. I understand the Niners have beaten them. Seattle's got more impressive wins. They have beaten the Steelers. That's fair. But, I mean, that they won at Jacksonville and they won easy.
You're punishing San Francisco.
They lost.
Number 9.
We'll go Seattle.
Yeah, we screwed that up. That's our bad.
And then.
Number 10.
It's still Pittsburgh. Pending them losing to Cincinnati tonight. Look how I think they might. All right, number two?
Number two.
I think it's simple. I think it's the Colts, and I would probably...
Number one.
Put Tampa Bay at one. Are you fine with that?
Yeah, I'm ultimately fine with that.
Dude, Tampa Bay, man. Baker Mayfield, Todd Bowles. How about this? Todd Bowles, they couldn't fire that guy fast enough with the New York Jets. Baker Mayfield. The Browns himself mutually agreeing that they had to get that, they had to get out of Dodge. Goes to Carolina, fizzles out there, finds life with McVay. Fast forward 3 years later, he is
number one
on the Good Greek Moving in Storage top 10.
Tampa's power rankings. Little bit more pretty. They've played a little bit better of teams. You got to reward that.
Yep.
Colts, Raiders, and the Cardinals last two for Indianapolis. How much can you really put stock in that? I love Indianapolis. I'm for them. They got a big game against the Chargers at the Chargers this week. That's the type of game that can catapult you into the one slot if you play your cards right. Because that's a big game. You win that game, you're going to be turning some heads. Now, the Buccaneers at the Lions. At the Lions coming off a loss. This is a type of... That one spot's going to be wide open next week, if I had to guess.
Folks, this is how the top 10 power rankings came out. Pittsburgh at 10. Seattle at 9. Kansas City at 8. Philly at 7. Buffalo at 6. Green Bay at 5, Lions at 4, Rams at 3, Colts at 2, and
number 1.
For this week, the number 1 spot on the Good Greek Moving and Storage top 10 power rankings are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. To Colin's point, I think this is going to be completely blown up next week. We really punished the likes of Philadelphia and Buffalo for losing.
6-7. Yeah, absolutely.
Really punished them. That's the story here.
You can't lose two in a row apiece and not be out of, and not be in the top 5. You can't do that. That's not fair.
And I did not have the Colts at number 2 on the bingo card. But that is the top 10 power rankings presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. And folks, if you're moving soon, I do not want you to stress it. What you're going to do is call my good friend Spiro over at Good Greek Moving and Storage for your total relocation solution. For packing and storage to local and long distance moves, Spiro and his team at Good Greek Moving and Storage has got you covered from start to finish. Trusted by families, businesses, and even sports teams like the Hurricanes and the Heat for over 2 decades. Make your next move safe and simple and stress-free with the world's only total relocation service. And all of the employees that are out in trucks for Spiro and Good Greek go through the Superhero Movers Academy at Good Greek. These are the guys you can trust, the guys you trust with your families. Give them a look at GreekMoving.com. That is GreekMoving.com. Call it 866-738-3198. That is Good Greek Moving and Storage in our top 10 NFL power rankings this week.
Tua Tagovailoa walked backwards and walked back to his phrasing of how he, you know, referred to the team and their ability to show up to meetings on time. He walked back on his words. We'll get into that in a little bit more. On the other side of things, it's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. Tua Tagovailoa went to the media after the game on Sunday and basically said, players aren't showing up on time, players aren't taking this seriously. No wonder we're not that good. It's not that serious around here. The leadership has not been good enough, taking accountability on himself and sort of pointing the finger at himself and also the coaching staff. He came out again after the whirlwind that caused because of that, and he basically said he made a mistake by saying that, and he apologizes profusely. Do we buy that?
No, because the players aren't showing up to his meetings, and I feel like he got hurt about that. And I give Tua credit for, you know, doing said meetings. And I'm completely speculating, by the way. Maybe the player meetings were held by Tua and the rest of the brass of the captaincy. But I don't know. This seemed personal after the game. This seemed personal. Guys missing out on his specific meetings. But I think it tells you that – I think what it tells you what the organization thinks, right, with him coming out and saying the organization did not agree with Tua, hence why he's walking back on his word. It's a bad look. And this is what happens with 1-5 football teams. This is exactly what happens with bad football teams and 1-5 football teams.
One domino falls after another. But if that happens to you when you're driving around, you get into a car accident, truck accident, fall, slip and fall, you hit your head, you never know what can happen with accidents that are random. My friends Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine are the type at Anajar and Levine accident attorneys that like to fight for you. They don't even charge you unless you win. They work tirelessly to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. I know with them, they got my back. They could get yours too. They're the experienced, established lawyers here in South Florida. Don't settle for any attorney. Settle for the best. Go get Anajar and Levine today because it takes just that one phone call to take back control of your life. Don't wait. Call with a free consultation now. Call 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Take back control with Anajar and Levine. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Cat, Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3. I agree with you that this is a bad look because I think what this does show is, hey, you go out, you speak outwardly against the team, and one of three things happened. Option A, the players that he criticized did not agree with this.
Right.
And this caused a little bit of an uproar in the locker room saying, hey, don't do that to the media because this is not a media war. This should be an internal war. You did the wrong thing by going to the media and singling us out, acting like you're high and mighty. That could be option A. Option B was the coaching staff and the team came back and said, you should not do this because you should walk back your word because this is not a good look for a coaching staff, a front office that is on their last legs. This shows instability. This is not the type of look that the Miami Dolphins are trying to portray right now at this point in the season. Option C is they both happened. And if that's the case, it has been too far gone. It is too far gone. You can't go back and forth. And I can't dissect every little thing that Tua says. But when you're walking back saying, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have said that. What, you shouldn't have held the team accountable? You shouldn't have targeted guys for not taking it seriously?
That's why I think it sounds a little more personal that they specifically hurt him and whatever he was trying to do
but
in
like,
the leadership capacity.
Hurting him, he has every right as the leader of the team to hold the guys accountable.
Well, they clearly don't respect him. If that's true, then they clearly don't respect him. Colin, do you want to know what the final nail in the coffin, the nail in the wall could be? A loss to the biggest laughing stock in the league on Sunday, baby. Dave Jeter, our director of ops, and fair play to Dave because, you know, my whole family lives there and I had no idea. 40-mile-an-hour winds in Cleveland coming up this Sunday. Good luck.
That's favorite for the Browns.
Good luck, Tua. Good luck. If they lose at Cleveland and go 1-6, I could see some things happening. I could see some things shaking up a bit.
Midseason.
You cannot lose that game. You can't lose to Cleveland, who's got Dylan Gabriel.
Well, it's 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Can't lose that game, mate. It's like, and I'm going to need Christian to back me up on this because you think they're going to the college football playoff. It's like losing to Northwestern at home if you're Ohio State or Penn State. Can't do it. Can't do it, mate.
Northwestern's underrated.
They stink.
Northwestern is better to the Big Ten than what the Browns are to the NFL.
No, they stink.
Nope. That is completely true.
They stink.
Very underrated. Beat UCLA, too, who's now all of a sudden really good. But point being.
But you get my.
I do understand. That could be a nail in the coffin moment because if this just continues to happen, at what point is it too much? Do the Dolphins just not care enough? Does the owner, is Stephen Ross down the street, does he not see this? I mean, he's built the building I think we're sitting in. Does he not see the back and forth charade that is going on with Miami? They see that this happens every single week where either somebody says something too strong, somebody says something too light. And I understand when you're not winning, you look for answers. And you look for answers in terms of media availability, press conferences. It's impossible to say the right thing because there is no right thing. Look at New York with Aaron Glenn. They're going to criticize everything he says positively or negatively. You got to walk the line. But when it's this polarizing and it's this reflective of what's going on inside the locker room, because that's exactly what this is. Tua going out saying players are not taking this serious. They need to start showing up to meetings. And then turning around 2 days later and saying, I shouldn't have went after the players. Well, are you making up the fact that the players did not show up to the meetings on time? Or are you trying to protect them now to the media, thinking that this is better solved internally?
I think he got put in timeout, personally.
Yeah. They told him, hey, this makes it look like bad for us. We know it's bad because it's not good and it's made out to be bad in the media. It's not sunshine and rainbows in between the walls. Probably a nightmare even more than we know in between the walls, and they're trying to save face with the media. They probably went to Tua and said, this doesn't help anything. We know that there's a lot of issues here. You do not need to loop in the media. But to the same token, it's the NFL. It's the most covered aspect of pop culture or any culture probably in the United States and the most dissected. So because of that, yes, you're going to have to answer questions about what's going on in between the walls because you cannot hide what is going on in Miami.
And everything you say is going to get dissected. Everything you say is going to get used against you and or play to the narrative of a journalist. Kyle, you've been around New York media your whole life. You've seen these coaches and players get eaten alive better than anybody. I mean, Tua, he got put in timeout by the organization, and now he looks like an idiot.
It looks
and
soft.
That's why I think this is unstable. I think this is a snowball effect. It's a snowball effect that's leading up to a must-win game. And I think, 40-mile-an-hour wins.
If it's a defense muddied up game, that favors the Browns.
It does, and the Dolphins don't play well.
Dolphins are a better team than the Browns are, but
Dolphins don't play well in conditions, Colin. Like, the whole, they can't play in the cold, like, you know, we could have a conversation about that, but it's like conditions, snow, negative weather, wind, they're not going to win those games. And then all of a sudden, you're 1-6 losing to the worst team in the league.
So are you saying you could see a firing?
I could see a coordinator. I could see.
They're not getting rid of the coordinator does nothing. Yeah, they're getting, I would say, head of the snake
like,
or nothing.
But you know what I'm saying. Like, someone's going to get fired if they lose this game. And I don't think it's quite McDaniel yet. And you guys, you know, and in South Florida, they don't do this. The Dolphins don't fire coaches midseason, correct? I believe they never fired a coach midseason, and it's just not what they do. But losing to Cleveland and going 1-6, man, you're really playing with fire. You're putting your hand over the flame right now, and I think Tua's pouring gasoline in it by apologizing.
It's not the time, not the type of team to have a very candid quarterback with the media. It's not the type. We don't need that. But to the same token, I actually, like, saying that to the players, yes, it reflects that the team is not operating to the best of their ability and that it's poorly functioning. But he's trying to hold people accountable. Can we really knock him for that? There is no leadership. And yes, you think negatively about after what Tua said, but the fact that he said it, I can't knock. And if he's going out and I say I made a mistake, maybe it's because I didn't want to start this media whirlwind when this is the last thing the team needs. But if that is true and guys aren't showing up, guys are not taking it seriously in that Dolphin locker room, or guys are just not as focused as they could be, and that includes the coach, somebody's going to have to take criticism. Somebody's going to have to be held accountable. And internally, it is clearly not working. You got Thursday Night Football tonight. You got two baseball games, an early one in Los Angeles, Game 3, Dodgers-Brewers, and you also have Game 4, Blue Jays-Mariners coming up tonight. You can bet all this on the Hard Rock Bet app. Go download it on the App Store, Google Play Store, or the Apple App Store. It's all free to download. Go get started now. If you bet just $5 on the app, you win that first $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets immediately if you win that bet. It's that easy. Refer a friend to get an additional $50 in bonus bets. I just gave you a way to get $200 in bonus bets on the app. You could do it today. You could parlay a little Thursday night action. You could parlay a player prop. Do a home run. Do a run score line, over under on runs. You could do it all on the app, any league, anytime, live or in the future. It's all available on the Hard Rock Bet app. It's best because it caters to both types of players. The brand new player on the sportsbook and the experienced player. It covers all the bases, quite literally. That's Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida. The wager. Terms and conditions apply. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-833-PLAY-WISE. 888-760-3776. I'm going to add a little context before we get to this, before break, quickly. Because I'm in a bit of a stalemate, Mike. I'm not a fantasy football guy. You know, I do...
You need advice.
No, I do not.
Okay.
There's a... this is an ego thing. But there is me and a gentleman who was on the line for some reason he wanted to call. And he... me and him have a trade, in principle, agreed upon. It's one of those things... I'll give you the trade. It's Romo Odunze. I have Romo Odunze, and it's for Jaylen Warren and Tet McMillan. I needed a running back. We agreed on it on principle.
Warren stinks.
Warren's coming back.
He stinks.
Please.
They have no run game.
I have Chase Brown. I can't listen to that. Point being, I wanted to accept it.
Wow, you're in a shoot, kid.
But it turned into one of those things where I told him, like, all right, we'll do it. Just send it. And then he's like, I'm not sending it. I'm like, I'm not sending it either. Now no trade. So now we're in a bit of a stalemate of who would rather send
it. Why won't you send it? You need the running back. He's doing you a solid.
I'm 4-2. He's 2-4.
He's fleecing you blind.
No,
but...
he's not. No, he's not.
Okay.
Arian joins us now on ESPN West Palm. Arian, welcome into Russo and Rizzo. What's on your mind? You got a bone to pick with me, apparently?
Rizzo, it's a pleasure to speak with you. Colin, I wish I could say the same thing.
These guys are such
fun. I don't know why you're laughing, Colin. Nothing's funny about this. First off, the collusion you did in the league to veto my trade. That's number one.
You're leaving details out.
No, he made a garbage trade, and I just led the pack of saying this should be vetoed, and it got vetoed. Nope. And then I was all upset.
What was the trade, Ari? Okay.
He got a
trade. Ari, what was the trade?
We don't need to get too much into the details, but it was a rough trade. Let's, he got Justin
quick,
Jefferson.
Quick overview. Devo, Trey McBride for Justin Jefferson, essentially. Colin's mad that I didn't accept this trade, so he got the whole league to veto my trade. Due to that.
Okay.
Fine. You want to call collusion? It's not. Everybody agreed.
So, Ari, let me ask you this. You won't send the trade?
Yeah.
I know why Colin won't. I work with him every day. I don't need to ask him why he won't send the trade.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why won't you send the trade? Why won't you send it?
Principle.
It's principle. Nah, it's principle with him, but it's an ego thing with me. This is why I can't take him seriously. All right. Send the trade. I'll accept it. All right? Bottom line. You send the trade, I'll accept
it. Colin, how about this? Stop talking for 2 minutes, go on ESPN, press 2 buttons, and send that over my way.
Appreciate you chiming in, Arian. Thank you so much for joining.
Dude, but in the end of the day, you're the one who needs something here because you have Chase Brown. And I have him too. Trust me, I'm in a tough spot. But the good news is I have James Cook. So I'm able
Josh
to
Jacobs. I have Josh Jacobs.
Okay, all right. Well, it sounds like we're in similar situations.
I'm 4-2.
But
he's 2-4.
But you need, like, you're the one in need. You're the one who reached out to him and said, hey, I'm looking for
you. Ever
be
in one of those moments where you're standing on principle? We're not going to let this slide?
No.
That's it.
Dude, we're
standing on principle. Arian, you want to make the trade. Send the trade.
Dude, Jaylen Warren stinks. Kenneth K, they give the ball to Gainwell more than they do to
Warren
him.
Warren is better than what Brown is. Brown stinks. You want to talk about stinks?
Colin, I'm rolling the dice tonight. I'm rolling the dice tonight.
Dude, I got no choice. I'm rolling the dice too.
I'm rolling the dice. James Cook's on a bye too. I'm in a tough spot with my two running backs.
What are you going to do?
And I drafted Aaron Jones, who's been rotting on the IR for about 5 weeks.
I'm not giving up principle for Jaylen Warren. It's not happening.
I mean, you should be trading for Jaylen Warren. You could find something better on the waiver wire.
No. I think you're downplaying Jaylen Warren a little bit. But nonetheless, that's enough fantasy talk. That's enough. Appreciate Arian for chiming in. How about that? You can see how frustrated he is.
My guy, Ari.
He works at a bank, so he's probably in the stall in the bathroom making fantasy calls to his buddy's radio show. That's exactly what he's doing.
Fair play to Ari. Appreciate he's listening. Honest to God, appreciate him listening.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he listens during the day. Maybe because he's trying to pick
my brain.
Listens
at the desk.
That's fine. Appreciate it, Arian. Mike Rizzo, Colin Russo, Christian Cat. We'll loop in Christian on the other side of things. Do a little 5-5 presented by Flagler Credit Union. Stay tuned for it. Russo and Rizzo coming up after this on ESPN 106.3.